Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, welcome, friends. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Guess what we're going to be talking about today? But before we get there, a couple of things. Number one, on the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page, I put a picture up of three of the glorious bees that have been flocking to the garden this year. If you have a garden, have you noticed more bees this year than in recent years? Because I sure have. The globe thistle that I put in the picture on the Facebook page really attracts the honeybees. And something else this year I've noticed more than any year, I've got a whole bunch of echinacea coneflowers. And the bees, any given moment, there will be like a dozen, two dozen bees swarming around the echinacea. And we need bees. Without bees, we're in a world of hurt. And I asked the question on Facebook, how many of you are beekeepers? Found out a few weeks ago, how many of you raise chickens? And how many of you dissuaded me from raising chickens because of the smell of chicken poop? I took your advice. No chickens for me. But some people are actually beekeepers in our audience or on our Facebook site. And it is so cool. I've got two friends who do this. They're beekeepers, and they've got two different hives, and apparently one of the hives, very mellow, laid-back bees, the other hive, not so mellow, but they're honeybees. Not to be confused with hornets. Now, hornets are not my friend, but the honeybee, oh my goodness, the honeybees are just, they're everywhere this year, and I can't stress how much we need them. So if you are a beekeeper, more power to you. And I guess I didn't look this up online, but I guess they make honey, so the honey sustains the hive during the winter. So you're supposed to keep the bees for a year or two before you start dipping into their honey, because you got to know how much honey they're going to need to sustain them through the winter. I think that's how that works, if I heard correctly. But anyway, you can do your own research. But thank you, beekeepers out there. I enjoy your work. I've also got a neighbor who literally collects monarch butterfly eggs, larvae, whatever you'd call it. And the neighborhood is aflutter with monarch butterflies. Love those things. They're gorgeous. They're beautiful. And on a sad note, before we get into today's topic, we were just discussing him at dinner 3 weeks ago. I kid you not. Ron Popeil has died. Ron Popeil. Does anybody remember the pocket fisherman? The Popeil pocket fisherman. Ron Popeil was an advertising and marketing genius, the likes of which this world has seldom seen. But Ron Popeil died. Apparently, he sat down on a pocket fisherman. It got infected. Sepsis set in, and, you know, he didn't make it. He didn't really sit down on a pocket fisherman. But anyway, Ron Popeil, rest in peace. We're dedicating today's show to the great Ron Popeil. And as we have the opportunity, we're going to try to work in some old Ron Popeil commercials from the glorious era of the beginning of the TV marketing people like Ron Popeil. He was the he was at the forefront of the movement. How many of you still have the Ron Popeil pocket fisherman? Probably many. But I was sad to hear that news. I must confess. I'm also sad to have to talk about masks once again, but I'm happy because we've got somebody who actually knows of what she speaks. From WNYStudentsFirst.org, Tarya Parsonen is with us, taking time out of a very busy schedule and a very, very busy household, crawling with boys. Tarya, thanks very much. I don't know if this is work for you or actually relief.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me. Yes, no, thank you for inviting me to escape for 1 hour from the household full of my sons and all their cousins.
Oh, my God. Okay, thank God for video games, and hopefully it's not raining where you are, so everything is cool. Okay, so yesterday when we started talking about this conversation has been building, do you believe that we are on a sprint back toward universal masking, social distancing, and it's going to continue to affect our school children despite the lack of medical evidence that any of this is needed?
Sadly, it does appear that way. I can't believe I am still coming on your show 17 months after this pandemic started, talking about the fair treatment of children during the pandemic. It is very confusing because there's so much backpedaling coming from our leaders, from the CDC, from the state, from the county, from everyone. And it makes for such high emotion among everyone, but especially among the parents. There's frustration, disappointment, confusion. So people are frustrated for sure.
And you tell us, I don't know if you have these statistics, but based on the number of people with whom you communicate in your group, has there been a dramatic increase in the number of parents who have told their local school district, you know what, we're homeschooling?
Yes, there has been a lot of interest. I know there were several informational sessions being held throughout Erie County, and lots of interest in folks attending that. I've seen articles talking about the increase, and especially in minority parents as well, an increase in homeschooling. People are looking into all the options. You know, as you all know, the state has not released their guidance yet, so people are preparing for all things.
We're with Tarya Parsonen and WNYStudentsFirst.org. And if you are a parent and you have kids and you are concerned about this masking situation and you need some solid quality information from somebody who's been one of those at the forefront of this movement, we invite your telephone call at 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Tarya is going to be with us till about 3 o'clock this afternoon, and she's kind enough to lend us her expertise and her passion, and we're kind enough to give her a break from a house full of boys because she's got visiting family from out of town, wouldn't you know it, today. Let's go back, Tarya, to all of the reasons why the science says that there is no reason why school children should need to wear masks.
Yes, absolutely. Let's talk about that science. You know, just yesterday, Governor Cuomo was talking several times about how schools are super spreaders. Number one, that is misinformation. That's 100% not true. I was so disappointed to hear that. Schools are not super spreaders. Teachers, staff, kids in the schools, they're following the rules, and there is no transmission of COVID within the schools. But yeah, if you're looking at the science, let's talk about the study that the CDC cites for remasking the vaccinated. Apparently, this study was rejected and is now under revision. It was studying cases in India with the Delta variant, and there are vaccines in use in India that are not in use in the USA. And so the study does not compare viral loads between vaccinated and unvaccinated either. And there was a problem with the data. So that is the study that the CDC cites for remasking the vaccinated. you know, and we also need to look at the good news that's coming out all over the world. Just yesterday, it was reported in the Washington Post, data from Britain, where all the doctors and the public health officials were citing massively increased numbers. And apparently the daily number of new infections has fallen for 7 days in a row. The trajectory in Britain is very important on how the Delta variant is behaving because it's such a highly vaccinated country. You know, more than 70% of adults are fully vaccinated. 88% have had the first dose. And so this is really, really good news. And we need to take a look at that. You know, we need non-reactive, rational policy coming from our state and from our county because we're not solving, or we should not be solving, for zero COVID. That's absolutely unrealistic. This is something we're going to have to learn to live with.
And as far as the Delta variant is concerned, and I know David Bellavia talked about this at great length on his show, but that doesn't stop me from stealing it. The Delta variant is more contagious, but it's also less lethal, number one. Number two, we have heard from doctor after doctor, expert after expert about, you know, the variant idea. And nobody who understands medicine is surprised that variants are springing off of the COVID-19 virus because, as has been stated by people far wiser and more educated in such things than I, viruses mutate. It's what they do. It is their job. So let's talk about the contagious and lethality factor, first of all, and then we can focus in on the low number of healthy children who are meeting with fatal consequences from it.
Yes, exactly. So for kids and masks, you know, what we're really looking for in terms of the variant and potential future variants is there has to be metrics that make sense. You know, and maybe it's hospitalizations. I'm not a doctor. I don't know what metrics make sense, but there has to be an end game in sight here. What is it? And there is none. You know, the CDC is calling for universal masking for teachers, staff, and students in school despite vaccination status. Okay, what's the end game? What is this tied to? Do they really need to start school with masks? You know, again, we're about parent choice. At this stage in the pandemic, we do feel that parents know what's best for their children. And we have parents in our group who are very fearful for their unvaccinated children. We have parents who are very fearful for their vaccinated children. And we respect that. They're a part of their of our group. And every parent should be able to do what they feel is safe and necessary for their children. But let's talk about the children. They're low risk, extremely low risk. And they should not be used as human shields, you know, for the rest of society that either choose not to be vaccinated, can't be vaccinated due to health concerns, or immunocompromised.
Tarja Parsonen is with us. WNYStudentsFirst.org is the website. Tarja, can you bring us up to speed? And Corey Hogan is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour with the legal perspective on all of this. But your group, how many lawsuits right now is your group involved in? And you are suing whom over what?
I believe, well, gosh, I think there are several. I'm not even sure how many there are. There are two or three that I know of. Our group is helping out with one of them, and it is against the state, for sure. And again, it's about the fair treatment of children during the pandemic. It's about masks. You can find out more about it on our website, WNYStudentsFirst.org. And, you know, parents, again, are exploring all options. At this stage in the pandemic, you know, students, our children have to be, they have borne such a heavy burden in all of this, and it's really time to let them learn, let them live their lives. And, you know, we're really focused on, like, our three main things. Our first priority, as always, is fully open schools for all children with live teachers in the room, none of the Zoom in a room thing. And this is a non-starter. We can never go back again to any sort of closed schools. And that ties in, by the way, to potential county quarantining policy. You know, so for instance, if there's excessive, arbitrary, unnecessary, restrictive quarantine policies, and a whole classroom gets quarantined for 10 to 14 days, there will be no more, I don't think, there will be any more online schooling options. So when kids are home quarantined, they can't just log into their class. That means that they're denied access to schooling. So, you know, we're looking at potential quarantine policies and, and people think, you know, full-time school is, you know, will absolutely 100% happen. I do think that will happen for the schools in the suburbs for sure. But this is still a big question mark for Buffalo Public Schools. I know it's a huge question mark for schools in New York City where it is not guaranteed.
Speaking about quarantine, we had a lady calling in the other day whose child has COVID, and she's a little bit sick. Nothing grave, nothing serious. She's a little bit sick. Now, check this out. The woman, the mother of the child, she says she had COVID. The husband was vaccinated against COVID. The mom, who had COVID and therefore would presumably have natural immunity, she must quarantine. The husband, who had the vaccine, he does not have to quarantine. It's absurd.
None of it makes any sense at all.
So the parents in your group, what are they more concerned about coronavirus, or are they more concerned about the imposition of masks and the effect of masks on their children?
You know, there's a lot of concern about the imposition on schools, on children. Of course, a lot of our parents are business owners and work, and they're worried about that as well. You know, and of course, I think a lot of parents are taking the concerns about the Delta variant seriously, and they're doing what they need to do. That being said, there should never again be a difference in the way schools operate versus the way the rest of our society operates. For instance, if liquor stores are open and you can go to Target without a mask and be living your life without the impositions, why is school different? You know, so that can't happen again. It's all very unclear, it's confusing, and, you know, as I said before, emotions are high.
Well, you know, emotions are high, but emotions typically don't solve problems. Facts and statistics solve problems. And one of my biggest frustrations, Tarya, is the fact that, and again, we brought this up before, we keep on being lectured about following the science, following the science, following the science. And the science is clear regarding COVID, whether it's Delta variant or any other kind of COVID. Children are very low-risk groups for serious complications from COVID. And another item that David cited on his show earlier was in the UK with the Delta variant, the children who died, a very small number, by the way, but almost 40% of those children, they had serious underlying conditions like leukemia and other cancers, and yet they're ascribing COVID as the cause of death. Now, that does not make sense to me. That seems to me to skew the already small number of fatalities higher than it really is.
You're right, and it can only mean one thing, which is that this is all being politicized. You know, for instance, if we look at data from Israel and other countries, the Pfizer vaccine is 91% effective at preventing severe disease. So at the end of the day, we really need to ask ourselves, is it okay to get sick? Is it okay for children to get sick? And what does it mean to be human? You know, if you look at the flu, you know, I'll get a flu shot. I can still get the flu, but life doesn't shut down. So what are we really solving for? And it is politics, 100%.
Well, and again, I think we brought this up with you on as a guest. I certainly have brought it up otherwise. But you know, over the years, we at this radio station, myself personally, we have covered the tragedies of local children who have died over influenza, sometimes one every other year, sometimes maybe two in a year. But the world does not shut down, and we don't run around like chickens with our heads cut off over a statistical anomaly. It is a tragedy for the child, obviously. It is a tragedy for the parents of the child who dies of influenza, but we don't have an out-of-proportion response to one or two fatalities. We recognize that these anomalies are going to happen, and yet we seem to throw all of that logic out the window when it comes to COVID.
That's right. This has really changed everything, and, you know, with regards to masking in school, we really and shutdowns and all the other restrictions, you know, what's the risk benefit? You know, as you were saying, the tragedies from the small number of tragedies from influenza, it's a tragedy, but you can't lock everything down. What's the risk to that? You know, there's a huge risk to that. And, you know, what's the exit strategy? We really need to know from our leaders, and especially when the state finally ends up delivering their guidance, will it be tied to metrics? Will it make sense? Will there be an exit strategy? I'm not very hopeful.
No, not in this state, which is something else I think we should touch on. The other states and their reactions in terms of children and schools and masking. Now, as you listen to the show, maybe you have a child who is enjoying the summer break and wondering what's going to happen come September when schools reopen. Maybe you as a parent have some concerns about masks and your children, and you want to talk with Tarya Parsonen about your particular concerns and the guidance you're getting from your particular district. The phone number for Tarya is 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Tarya Parsonen is with us from WNYStudentsFirst.org. We will take your telephone calls coming up. We'll talk more with Tarya coming up. And, you know, the madness continues, ladies and gentlemen.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN 238. We're talking with Tarya Parsonen, WNYStudentsFirst.org about masks and your kids and schools. And folks, does anybody else have the idea that our government officials in New York State are racing, they're sprinting to get back their power and to make sure that they continue to lord over us despite data that just does not support it from a scientific point of view? It's ridiculous. And if you would like some common sense in all of this, I suggest you go back and listen to our conversation with Dr. Jane Orient of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, my source for most of my opinions and thoughts on COVID, and check out the organization itself. If CDC is driving you absolutely crazy with its flip-flops and contortions and somersaults, there are doctors out there who are giving you the real deal, the true scoop, and I suggest you get to know the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. All right, your kids and masks and schools, your parents, your concerns, right now, Tarya Parsonen, WNYStudentsFirst.org, your call, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Kathy in Kenmore to lead things off. Kathy, hello.
Hi. I've been looking at this a lot today, wondering why everybody is getting so excited. And I stumbled across some of the variants. One of them is called Lambda, L-A-M-B-D-A, and I guess it showed up in Peru back in December. And my personal opinion is that maybe this is what everybody's excited about. I don't know if you've heard of it or not.
Of course, we've talked about it.
You've talked, oh, I must have missed it. Ah, crumbs. Yeah, because this one actually says flat out that the results showed that Lambda was able to neutralize the antibodies generated by the vaccine. So that would be a little bit scary for people. And I'm just curious, this CDC doctor that came out and said, oh, yeah, we have to mask up, is that the same one that was crying a few months ago about how she was terrified?
Dr. Walensky, Rachel Walensky, the head of the CDC.
Yeah, is that the same one?
Now, this is more of an organizational stance by the CDC. I mean, she is the you're going to see her on TV because she's head of CDC, but this is organizational policy. Tarya?
Yes, that is the same one. That is Rochelle Walensky, who was crying doom and gloom. And, you know, there are going to be variants. Speaking to what you just talked about, the Lambda variant, you know, we need more science and data on all of this. This is all too new. You know, I've said this before, we're really flying blind here, and we need to know more. For instance, there's a total lack of data to support the CDC's claim that vaccinated Delta-infected individuals are as infectious as unvaccinated Delta-infected individuals. And as I said earlier in the show, the study that they cite from India was rejected and is now under revision. So really, everyone's calling out the CDC. Where is the data that supports what you're asking people to do now?
Well, the answer seems to be, we don't have to show you data. Just take our word for it.
Right.
Yeah, because they've certainly proven to be so accurate before. Kathy, anything else from you?
No, I was just curious. I'm finding most of the good news is not in the United States. You're going to find it outside of the United States, looking at the British, certainly Al Jazeera. Israel seems to be on the cutting edge of what's going on, and we should probably be watching them very closely, because here in the United States, it's a train wreck. It's worse than anywhere in the world. As far as I can see, as far as the confusion goes. So my personal opinion is you're going to see riots in the streets. People are just good people, not just the normal people you would expect to come out. I think the whole population is just going to rise up, and we're going to see stuff we never saw before because of the anger of just simply being lied to so with such hubris, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And people keep their heads about them. I agree 100%. Follow the science. We don't really No, be careful.
I mean, let's just talk about all of the variants. I mean, let's see. Let's just run through them, shall we? Alpha, beta, delta, gamma, epsilon, eta, iota, kappa, lambda, as you mentioned. When does it stop? And, you know, again, I hate to sound like a broken, a skipping CD or a broken thumb drive, but the variant, this is entirely expected because viruses mutate. And one of the things that I saw coming a long time ago was that they were going to use one of these so-called variants as an excuse to crack the whip down on the docile, sheep-like public.
Oh, grief. You know, in Israel, it looks like they're going to go ahead and give a third dose to people. They're arguing whether it should be 65, 60, or 70 years old, because the information said that the people that were vaccinated in January are only 16% protected now. And the people who are vaccinated in April are only 75%, which is way bigger than 16%. But that's why I just tend to look at what's going on in Israel, because they tend to actually put information out there without all that political commentary.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Tarya Parsonen is with us, WNYStudentsFirst.org, Kids, Masks, and Schools. And, you know, getting back to it, you know, Israel, for example, with the coronavirus known as the Delta variant, I don't know why it would surprise anybody, because everybody in science says the Delta variant is more contagious, but it is less lethal. So why are we getting our panties in a knot over something that is easy to catch, but chances are it's not going to kill you?
That's right. And that's the frustrating question. And, you know, Kathy, the caller, was totally right in looking to the world for good news, better data, more numbers, and that's exactly what we need to be doing. And there is, however, some good news coming right out of Erie County. I don't know if you guys saw this from the summer school. There is a great little experiment going on for mask optional learning, and it's called summer school, and it's been going on since the end of June. And if you look to Niagara school districts, there have been zero cases out of 1,500 kids since the end of June with mask optional. So that is a great set of data that we can use going into the fall, before winter, before all of this stuff. There is good news, and we need to not operate in a state of panic.
Yeah, well, Governor Cuomo, as you pointed out earlier, he says schools are super spreaders.
I know. Can you believe it? It just it serves the narrative that he's trying to do, right, which is 100% vaccination and then maybe masks come off. Again, who knows what the end game is? And again, this end game only appears to be in blue America, which is also very frustrating that our science has been politicized. You know, it just makes me so mad.
And we should point out that prior to all of this, you identified as?
I was a Democrat.
All right. I mean, so this is, I mean, we have somebody who basically has done a 180 politically over this, which I find fascinating. And I also find it disturbing, because something like this ought not to be politicized. It ought to be based on science, and it ought to be based on data. And let's go to Mark in Lackawanna. You are on with Tarya Parson. And Mark, go right ahead.
I got a thought, you know, because they always say it's about the kids, and it never is. It's always about the teachers, and more importantly, the teachers' union. I think we're leaning towards the mask all over again. I can't imagine spending my high school years at home. I feel for these kids. If it comes to that, with the tens of millions of dollars we've spent already, why not let the teachers teach at home? Put up a big screen, a 60-inch TV in each room. Let the kids, masks are optional. The teachers can teach from there. Let the kids live their lives. We all agree it's better that they interact. And if things get out of control, well, then you go for it. But to go to the end before you see what's going on, it's crazy. It's because it's never about the kids. It never is. It wasn't when we were young.
But Tarya, your organization, I'm gonna presume, Tarya, your organization is not in favor of teachers on big screens. Your organization wants teachers in the classroom with their students making eye contact. Am I correct?
Absolutely. But I like this caller's idea of thinking outside the box and that our kids do need to live their lives and get out of their homes. And surely we can find teachers. And I know so many teachers, actually, who want to be in the classroom with their kids. I know my kids' teachers last year wanted to do that. And my kids, masks or not, wanted to be in the classrooms with them. And that goes back to our number one priority, which is schools have to be in session full-time 5 days a week. And I'm sure business owners would say the same thing. They're like, you know, we cannot endure another lockdown. We can't shut our doors. They need to remain open at whatever the cost. But then, you know, when you look at the risk-benefit, when we take that second step back and look, you know, we have to ask ourselves why.
We are with Tarya Parson and WNYStudentsFirst.org. Attorney Corey Hogan will be with us in the next hour to take your telephone calls from the legal perspective. Thank you, Mark, for the phone call. And Tarya, quickly, does your group have a stance on whether or not children ought to be vaccinated?
We are all about parent choice. And this is a really tricky one, but we believe that parents know what's best for their children.
Yeah, I mean, I've said this before. If I had a child 12 years old, 13, 14, I would not allow them to receive this vaccine at this time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come back to me in a few years after all of the longitudinal studies have been done, and we'll revisit this. But right now, I see no point because I see no emergency in that age group. Following the science, why would I?
That's right.
Let's go to Mary in West Seneca. Mary, you are on WBEN with Tarya Parson, and who never expected herself to be in a position she is now, but here she is, an outspoken advocate, and you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, I'm a parent advocate in West Seneca for my son as well, but the reason I'm calling is, like, the whole issue about what children, you know, can be based on the vaccination numbers that are coming out. And what I wanted to put out there is the data that from the county that's collecting, this data is not done the right way. The thing is, you go up to a drive, any kind of Erie County sites, they have 19 and 20 and 21-year-old EMTs swabbing you, testing it in a machine that they're supposed to be calibrating twice a day. And sometimes they don't do it for 2 or 3 days and they doctor all their logbooks. So all this data that PONGARS is coming in and saying there's this many numbers in that, I strongly believe the numbers are not been accurate and not been accurate from day one. So all this data that's, you know, persuading and setting all these rules and all these schools have to decide, should the kids wear masks, should the teachers wear masks, should you push vaccinations, should you not, it all comes in the sum that it's based on this data that I'm telling you from a personal experience, and I've worked with the county doing the vaccinations, okay? It's not accurate. So that's where everything's going to be stemmed from. So that's where people need to look at it. You know what I mean? You want to get my son or daughter vaccinated? Well, you know, maybe if the dad is vaccinated, and you said, there's no research on this COVID vaccine. I'm not getting my 16-year-old vaccinated because even though he has, he has a lot of issues, I don't think the risks and the benefits weigh it for him to get vaccinated, but... And a lot of parents have different reasons. So like you had said earlier, Tom, if you had a child that young, you're not going to get it. You know, my 18-year-old is a different story because he's going away to college. He needs it because, you know, when they get to college, they get lazy, they get complacent, things like that. So I want him to have at least a little bit of protection.
But on the other hand, Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, they've been urging colleges not to mandate vaccines, the reason being that young people have healthy, robust immune systems. And if anybody can fight this off, they can. And they'll have natural immunity.
And they're worried about, though, the spread. That's the thing. That's why they're pushing it. They want the spread based on the data. So if the data's not accurate, is the spread really accurate? You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's where people immediately take a step back and look and have all these agencies, state, county, village, town, you know, United States, all them look at the way they're testing and is all their testing results accurate? Because I don't believe that they are, and since day one. And I've worked in it. I've worked in the hot end of it, on the ambulance. I've worked in vaccinations. I've worked all over, so I've seen it.
All right. I thank you very much. Tarya, does your group have any concerns about the accuracy of the metrics on which these decisions are being made?
Absolutely. You know, this caller is right. You know, we suspected and we've known that there are false positives. So, for instance, you know, at that point in the summer when the rates were super, super, super low, there would still be, let's say, a couple of positives. But were they false positives? Were there, in fact, zero cases of COVID? There very well could have been, but there's always going to be that threshold of the false positives. Is the data correct? There is that question. You know, this is also new. How accurate are the tests? We've always had these questions. And it's important to question that. You know, you need the data, but you also need the correct data to base your decisions on.
Tarya, we live in New York State, and sometimes we have listeners all over the place on the internet, but we live in New York State. What is it like in other states for kids?
That's a good question. My mom just moved here from Texas. As you know, Texas is very different. I went to high school there. It's, from what I hear, it is a vastly different experience where they have gone to school since the beginning every day. I know in several Dallas school districts every day and now without masks. You know, I can't even really imagine.
In those places where there have not been mask requirements, have we seen, as Governor Cuomo is fond of saying, have we seen super spreading situations?
No. And, you know, this has been tackled back in the fall. Again, so disappointing that he used that word to fearmonger when it's blatantly false. And that has been, countered by lots of actual true data. You know, COVID does not spread in school. They're not super spreaders, 100%.
But the only way, and your group is tied up in this, and we'll talk the law, the legal stuff with Corey Hogan coming up, but the only way we're going to get any action on this, sadly, in this state, is going to court, using the legal system.
It appears to be that way, and that also is so frustrating. It should not have to be that way. And, you know, I also want to talk about the study coming out of the Mayo Clinic for masking. So the effectiveness of masks that people are hanging their hats on apparently is based on a study that used mannequins. As we all know, mannequins are inanimate objects that literally do not move. And so these mannequins had masks strapped tightly to their plastic flesh, you know, which, as we all know, is very different than masks on young children. And how accurate is that? How closely is kids wearing masks wearing to that of mannequins that don't move, that don't smile, that don't do all this stuff? And again, the Mayo Clinic study is also based on the prior assertion that COVID is spread through droplets, which we also know is false. You know, it is airborne. Kids have gaps in their masks. We have gaps in our masks. So, you know, what's really happening? What is this all based on? Are these studies accurate?
Well, and obviously that's a very important question because so much hinges upon it. The biggest single frustration of parents in your group is what, Tarya?
They don't feel like they're being listened to. They don't feel heard. They feel like they've done their part for so long, and they're still not being rewarded, and their kids are still not being treated for having done their part. And so what we are now focusing on is what is the path to advocacy now, you know, and we really feel it's government officials. We have to look to our representatives, the people who represent us. We need to be calling. We need to be emailing. Instead of sitting outside your school board office, I would go sit outside your government official's office. We need to be taking it to the government who can actually affect these decisions. You know, I've been meeting with superintendents and talking with superintendents, and with the outlier of Buffalo Public Schools, I will say that it does feel like most superintendents are in our corner. They want a normal school year too. Obviously, first and foremost, they want safety for everyone. But, you know, I also understand why they don't want to risk state funding and why they don't want to risk their jobs. That's tough. So who can really change what's going on? It's the government. We need to take our advocacy there.
But Mark Poloncarz did remind us the other day he still has the power. I was like, really, dude? I mean, who says that? Tarya, I want to thank you very much again for your time. I know this has been the relaxing part of your day, and now it's back to the boys. Have fun with that.
Thanks for having me on, Tom.
All right, Taria Parson and WNYStudentsFirst.org. Now, coming up, and if you have questions about, now you might be in business, you might be a worker, you might be a student, you might be a college student, whatever. If you've got questions about the legal aspects of these mandates that I fear are coming down the pike, I'd suggest calling in early. Corey Hogan joins us next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.